Today, we've walked along the cut from the Oxford Canal Company terminus and wharfs, under many bridges and alongside two locks. We have seen the landmark church of St Barnabas and the active boat wharfs at Hayfield Road and Jericho. We've passed houses, both old and new, and seen the public houses which remain where they stood in the canal's earliest days. We have learned of past industries and how convict labour built this canal. And we've heard of the struggle to keep the canal open in the face of competition from the railway and then from road transportation. Finally, we learned something about the living history of the canal, the residential boaters, and the different communities for whom it is socially, culturally, and recreationally important. The Oxford Canal constitutes some 77 miles of a nationwide transport system, which at its peak comprised approximately 4,000 miles and still consists of about 2,000 miles, all accessible by narrowboat. The current canal network is very costly to maintain, yet of huge historical importance and widespread modern-day amenity value. It was built originally through the investment of shareholders and nationalised after the Second World War. From 2012, the responsibility for its upkeep moved from British Waterways to the registered charity Canal and River Trust, which ensures that the whole network remains open, free of charge, for everyone. If you've enjoyed your walk today, please support the essential work of the Canal and River Trust by texting CANAL to 70123 to donate £3. Or to make a donation online, visit the website canalrivertrust.org.uk.